Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be back on the air today and having the opportunity to chat with one of my really good friends that I've been, ever since I knew I was going to have a radio show, I've asked her to be on it, and she's an extremely busy woman, and I'm just really excited that today we could lock down an hour to be with you and to answer any questions or comments that come up, but also just to share a passion that both of us have for women and tapping into their beauty. So my name is Charmaine Olsling. I'm a holistic health and transformational life coach, and I am super excited to share with you my guest today. Her name is Deidre Witt, and if you happen to check the blurb about today's call, you will have read that she has been a professional makeup artist for over 18 years now, and she has her own makeup line, which is fantastic. It's the only makeup I use, and she has just been on a mission and been driven to help enhance women in feeling like their most beautiful self. And so that's why today's topic of highlighting your pretty parts, and they're all pretty parts, is so special. I did mention in the blurb too that the reason I came up with this title was because my daughter, when she was 4 years old, said to me that some people were teasing her about there's a particular freckle that she has that kind of bothers her, and somebody was picking on her about it, and she was upset. And I said, I was taking the opportunity to talk to her about loving everything that she has. God gave her her body and her personality, and just to really embrace it. And she said, that's right. If they really want to talk about me, then they can just talk about my pretty parts. And I just took that to heart and thought, I mean, I've repeated it ever since, and it's been years now, but it's true. If someone wants to talk about me, they can talk about my pretty parts, and they're all pretty parts. But that's something that we know for ourselves and not everyone else knows. So anyway, without further ado, I would love to introduce you to Deidre Witt.
Hi. Thank you so much, Charmaine, for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, the honor is mine, girl. I'm so happy you were able to finally make it on. I know you're a busy mom and wife and business owner and entrepreneur, and you've got so much going on that I'm just really grateful that you could take an hour out of your life to share with the listeners just something that I know is close to your heart. But also, I would just like to let them get a little bit more familiar with you. Some of them who may have followed the Beverly Hills show may recognize your name. But for those that haven't, I'd like to just to give a little background to the listeners and go as far back as you feel comfortable, but really kind of like tell us what got you started in this field in the first place, because I know it's been almost a couple decades now, and kind of how the road has led you to creating your own line and what you're up to now.
Absolutely. So I've always loved beauty. I love all forms of beauty. I mean, there's beauty in everything, and I'm obviously very attracted to it. So I've always been an artist as well, and I started in dance. I've been in theater, and I always loved makeup. I would stay home from school as a teenager. I would actually skip school and stay home and do my makeup and play with makeup because, you know, makeup is fun. It can be fun. It doesn't have to be this daunting thing that women are afraid of. But anyway, that's how it started. I always practiced on myself and my friends. And then, you know, it's funny, you mentioned that I've been doing it 18 years, and I know that says in my bio, but I was thinking about it. It's actually been like 20 now. So I need to update that bio. But so in about 1995, I started doing makeup professionally. That's when I kind of turned my love for it into a profession after some friends kind of nudged me and said, you're really good at this. You should do it professionally. And I had been struggling as an actress, and I wasn't really getting anywhere. I did some shows and some commercials and stuff, but it wasn't supporting me. And so I started doing the makeup professionally. One thing led to another, and I was working like crazy and really enjoying myself. And then fast forward to a few years ago when my best friend was on a reality show called The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So I did that show with her. I was on camera with her a lot, and I also did her makeup for pretty much everything, all the tapings and interviews and stuff like that. And I got to be known a little bit. And I had been, again, prompted by some people, nudged by some people to start my own cosmetic line for some years. But it was that show kind of becoming a little bit known where I finally felt, okay, you know, maybe I should do this because I have a very specific philosophy on how I do makeup. And I really, my line is based on my philosophy of how I actually do makeup on people, which is this. I always, when I am a makeup artist, I will look at somebody and say, oh, they have beautiful eyes. Let's play that up. Or they've got gorgeous skin. Let's not hide it behind, you know, a big thick layer of foundation. Let's play their skin up with lighter, dewier, softer products. So I wanted to create a line of cosmetics that really talked to that. When I work with women, celebrities, moms, brides, you know, just real women out in the world, I always say to them, you want to look like yourself, but on a good day. We don't want to change the way you look. We just want to heighten or allow you to shine from within. And I think that that is what is so wonderful about makeup. There's a lot of lines out there that will mask a woman's appearance. They will change a woman's appearance. Like you look at them and you go, wow, I didn't even recognize her. To me, you know, I mean, there's a place for that, but my products are not that way. They are geared to women who don't have a lot of time, they don't have a lot of knowledge about makeup application, but they still deserve and want to look their most beautiful. So that's, in a nutshell, essentially where I came up with Deidre Beauty.
Well, I'm so grateful that you did because I am that one. I'm over here raising my hand. Like, first of all, when you said you were staying home from school and wanted to do makeup, I was an athlete, and so even having any makeup on me was always going to get all over my shirt or whatever when I wiped the sweat off. For me, I never really even considered makeup until unless it was a special occasion, like a dance or something like that. But really, I never learned. I wasn't one of those girls that played with it or wanted to do my girlfriend's makeup and hair. It was just something that never really got introduced to me. And my mom's the same way. She's a natural beauty. So she wasn't really sitting there doing makeup. So I wasn't introduced to it myself. But I always felt comfortable in that not being made up. And I'd see some friends at school that were in the modeling world. And it's funny that you would say how makeup, especially, you know, 20 years ago, makeup really changed like who they really are. Like, it was amazing to me when I sat down with this girl and she's like, oh, that's me. And I've known this girl for a couple of years from school. But when she said that was herself in a magazine, I was like, there's no way that's you. Like, it doesn't even look like you because it had been changed and so much. And I didn't know if it was, I mean, back then there wasn't Photoshop like there is today, but it just, I was really like, wow, like, do you just not love yourself so much that you think that this version of you is prettier, or is that what they're telling you is pretty? Because I think you're gorgeous naturally, but...
Well, you know, that brings up a good point, because I think that that's another, that kind of is the other part of why I started the line, is that you're blessed to have that self-confidence that you do. But I will tell you, I have met so many women that don't have that, that don't find themselves to be beautiful. And I agree with you. We all are beautiful. you know, we really truly are in our own special way. And what I always like to tell women is pick out something that you love about yourself. Let's focus our energy there and play that up. And everyone has a beautiful, we all are beautiful. We all have beautiful parts. So let's find them and let's focus our attention there.
Absolutely. And that's what you have that gift and that way of highlighting and accentuating those beautiful things in people that you can see, because for one, you have a trained eye and you've been doing this for quite a long time now, but also you can, just by acknowledging that and somebody saying like, God, you've got amazing cheekbones. It's like, I do, like something like they might not see in themselves because of those years of, lack of confidence and self-esteem or not good enough and comparing. These are all topics that I wanted to incorporate into today's show, because I just feel like, and you actually firsthand know the two sides of this because you have been so much in the media, so that you can see like how it's for an average girl, and we're both moms of girls, so this is something that's, I know, near and dear and close to both of our hearts, but I don't want my girls to ever think that who they are is not gorgeous and beautiful and confident, and it's okay if you have freckles on your face or whatever it is that they are walking around with, that they don't have to look at a magazine and say, well, I want to look like her. Because the majority of our girls, our young girls especially, don't realize that's photoshopped. That could even be someone who weighs a whole lot more, but they've actually cut off their size, you know, like the photoshopping and mm-hmm. the way that they can do that with technology is so great that I really feel like we're doing a gigantic disservice to the girls who are the average beautiful everyday girls that see magazines or people on TV and think, I am not good enough, or I don't look like them, so therefore I am less than. Do you see what
yes.
I'm saying? And you can speak
I
into
do.
That. You've been with a lot of young celebrities too, that young girls that are like kind of right in that.
I've worked with, you know, a lot of women who, again, don't have that self-confidence. And these are women, I've worked with a lot of celebrities that don't feel very confident. So it's not just regular women, it's celebrities as well. You know, and your girls are lucky that they have a mom that, and I am like that with my daughter as well. I tell her every single day how beautiful she is. And I want her to grow up loving herself for who she is as a person, not what she looks like on the outside. And I mean, that's where it truly, truly starts, for sure. But speaking to the world of makeup and the world of cosmetics and the media and stuff, again, back to my line, I wanted to create a line of simple cosmetics as well. Because not just when you look at the magazine and you see the images that are super photoshopped, but when you look at cosmetics as well, cosmetic companies prey on the insecurities of women in several ways. They put beautiful girls on in their ads, right? And they put tons of makeup on that probably isn't even the makeup that they're putting the ads for.
Kidding.
They use fake eyelashes. You know, they do a lot of altering, let's say. But they also almost create products that are not user-friendly, that they make it out like you have to have this or you have to have that. You need this palette of 40 different eyeshadows and 12 different brushes to be beautiful. And the truth of the matter is, as an expert, I can tell you that just is not true. There are certain products that will enhance, not make alter, but enhance your beauty. For example, under eye concealer will take that blue under your eye away so that your natural beautiful eyes will shine through. Same with, and that to me, concealer is like the most important product. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like foundation and a very light one or a tinted moisturizer, something that will even out your skin tone. Again, not something heavy, but something that will just take away the redness or help textural problems. These are the things that will, again, allow you to shine your natural beauty to shine through. Yeah, it's fun to play with all those different colors and stuff like that, but if you don't know what you're doing, you end up just throwing them into a drawer and walking away feeling defeated. And that, of course, is the absolute opposite of what we want to do with products.
Yeah, I think that alone brings out another insecurity of like, here I went to the mall and I walked in and some makeup girl grabbed me and put all this product on me and made me walk out looking like a rock star or whatever for that moment. One, I could probably never do that again for myself. You know, the common person just doesn't go and do all that. They don't have that time or that technique that the girl at the counter was trained to do. And now I've spent like $200 on product that, because I don't know how to use it, it's going to sit in my drawer. And every time I open that drawer, I feel like, oh, I'm such a jerk for spending that much money on something. Yeah. And I don't even know how to do it. So it exacerbates the disappointment and the just frustration in ourselves, because we're like, oh, wasted money. Oh, not pretty enough. Oh, like it's just bam, 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 like a ton of bricks coming down.
Yes, exactly. It's a real shame. It's a real shame. So that's why, again, when I start working with anybody, I always tell them, okay, what do you like about yourself? Let's start there. And they're like, oh my God, really? Don't ask me that question. It's so sad. And I'm like, no, seriously, look in the mirror right now. I mean, that right there is an exercise for anybody to do. To practice. It's like, start looking in the mirror every single day and pick something that you like about yourself. Focus on that. And then we can talk about makeup.
See, I mean, with my health coaching clients, one of the things I run into, especially with the women, but the men have it too, is this challenge to find things that they like about themselves. So I call them my three heart things, and it's the three things every morning I make them text me. And so when I wake up, it actually lifts my day, because I already have a few texts from people saying the three things about themselves that they like today. Now, it might change, it might be different, but I've had people, Deidre, that could not, they would, like, I woke up to, there is not one thing I can find today. Mm. And that breaks my heart. Like, to think that
Absolutely.
Someone wakes, of course, we get in the shower, we get out of the shower, we go, oh gosh, like, where'd that line come from? Where, you know, how did my tummy get so out of shape? Or whatever it is, like, we pick ourselves apart. But when you can't find a couple things about yourself on a daily basis that you absolutely love and go, you know, even if it's like, I have my mom's hands, like, I love the fact that I have my mom's hands, I get them every day. Or it doesn't have to be, I'm this gorgeous, I'm going to walk out and get, you know, noticed by the media and the tabloids and be taking my pictures. It's something about you that calls to you that makes you feel beautiful. And that could be anything, like your hands or your toes or whatever it is about yourself that you love. But I love how you say, take that thing, look at yourself in the face, which is so hard to do for the majority of the people, I would say. Look at yourself right in your eyes, and then find the parts about you that are beautiful, that you do love about yourselves, whether it's your eyebrows or your eyelashes are really pretty.
Exactly.
I love that idea. Exactly. That's so great. I hope the listeners take that into consideration and that as a daily exercise to every morning, wake up and just look at yourself, because my belief is if God woke you up this morning, there's a purpose for you. There's a reason and a purpose,
Absolutely.
And you're here to do something, whether it's for yourself, your family, or for some stranger on the street. If you woke up this morning, you're here to make a difference in someone else's life or your own, if that's where you need the most support right now. So there's no reason why you cannot look in the mirror and say, I really love my eyebrows. I'm going to do something like accentuate that today or really highlight those today.
Yep, exactly.
And little by little, I believe that we start giving ourselves that little pat on the back or that little bit of like, okay, yesterday was my eyebrows, today it's going to be my eyelashes. Or today it's my lips. I didn't even notice my lips. I haven't been looking at my lips because I was focusing on my eyes. But now I see I really actually like my lips, you know, and you grow on it until you're loving every single thing about yourself.
Yeah, and then that starts to shine from within, right? And then you actually do become more beautiful. Because there's nothing more beautiful than someone who loves themselves. I mean, we come first, right? You can't mm-hmm. love others. And that's what really makes the world go round, is love. So until you can look at yourself in the mirror and love you, then you won't be able to have relationships, loving relationships with anybody. So that's the key, right, is to love yourself. And can be as simple as looking in the mirror and loving your lips, or loving your eyes, or loving your eyebrows, or loving your cheeks. So, and then you might say, okay, where's the makeup come in? So again, then it's going, okay, like I love my cheeks, so I'm going to play those up, right, with a pop of color, which will make the cheeks stand out, or with like a beautiful sheer shimmer on your cheekbones, a highlighter, which will highlight your cheekbones, right? That's what there's so much stuff going on. It cracks me up on Instagram and YouTube and stuff with highlighting and contouring. I mean, and people go crazy. And everybody wants to know how to do it, by the way. I mean, that's one thing that I get asked all the time, about highlighting and contouring.
Funny you mentioned that. I really have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so we don't even need to really get into it. But the point is that what it means to highlight and to contour basically is to highlight something that you like on your face, a feature. And to contour means to actually make it recede or take the attention away from. And people have gotten way out of control with it. And you because you can really reshape the way you look, the way your face looks, the appearance of, by highlighting and contouring. And when you go on to some of these YouTube things and Instagram, and these people are taking it to the extreme, and it's like the person doesn't even look like themselves.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then, again, going back to preying on the insecurities of women, then people, women who've watched that go, oh, my God, I don't know how to do that. How do you do that? I have to do that because I don't like this about myself, and I need to highlight that, and I need to contour that, and then I don't even know what I'm doing. And it's like, stop, slow down.
Insanity, totally. It just, you can,
stop
it can
right there.
Be crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, I admit that the way I, this is kind of embarrassing, but the way I learned how to put on, like apply the makeup is watching your YouTube channel, because it's so simple the way you show this. You have these like 2-3 minute videos where you're like, here's how you do this. And it's like, oh, okay, that didn't look that hard. Because for me, when and you just recently did my makeup like last week, but even when someone's doing my makeup, it's like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, I'm just standing there and I see what my eyes are seeing, which is you and, you know, whatever's in front of me. But I'm not seeing where you're putting that highlight or where you're accentuating, like how exactly you're making my face look like, I mean, it just looked like amazing, like flawless. And so for me, I don't really know. It's like, that's really good if someone else does it to me, but doing it to myself is completely foreign. So by watching your videos on YouTube, that's how I learned how to apply like the tinted moisturizer and then the concealer stick. And you're showing really simply in truly layman's terms how easy it is to make yourself feel like great, like the best version of me. That's what I want to do, is walk out the door
and
feeling
still
like,
look like you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell us a little bit more about your YouTube channel. I don't know. It seems like you've had it for a couple of years now. Has that been?
I've had it for a while. Yeah. It's Deidra Beauty, Deidra Beauty, Beauty, on YouTube. And I started it just doing demos. Different makeup looks and stuff like that, but simple ones. It's always been very simple because, again, you know, I work with a lot of celebrities and they don't need my help because they just, in terms of learning how to do it themselves, they just can hire me and I can come and do their makeup, right? I wanted to create the videos for regular women who don't have a lot of time and don't have a lot of know-how. There's enough cosmetic lines out there, and there's enough YouTube channels out there for the makeup savvy gal. Okay, my line and my videos are geared to real women who are not makeup savvy gals, but they want to learn how to do the smoky eye too, or they, you know, want to make their skin look fresh and dewy. So that's what my YouTube channel is more about. It's geared toward real women, you know, 40 and up. I mean, younger women too, but that's really my market. And also a lot of, and mature women too. Again, another, talk about a group of gals that is completely neglected. I mean, it's starting to happen now. I just read something about how, you know, over 60 plus women years old are actually getting, you know, some coverage in the media. There's some ads. I think Angelica Houston is doing, J. Crew, Jane Fonda was just on the cover of W. There's a lot of mature, beautiful women out there in the world, and finally they're getting recognized. And I don't know if you remember, but a couple of years ago when I first started my line, I actually had a mature woman as one of my models.
I do, and she was gorgeous. She is gorgeous.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Your make just highlighted her beauty so perfectly, so exquisitely. I don't know if you still have that on your website, but I'd love for any of the listeners to check her out, because she is it's like growing old gracefully, maturing gracefully, not trying to look like you're still 20 years old. Like, let's face it, we don't look good rocking like 20-year-old clothes or trying to fit in or trying to do our makeup the way they do. I want to look like the most fabulous 40-something. You know, that's how I want to
look
good for my age, but not try to look like I'm still trying to hang on to my 20s, like, you know, white-knuckling that.
Yeah. Well, the trick actually as we age is to actually not wear a lot of makeup, because it actually will age you. The more makeup you wear as you get older, it makes you look older. So sticking to more dewy, when I say dewy, I mean like shimmer. Products that have shimmer, they light reflect, so they take that, they kind of reflect the light off of your skin, so they make you look like you have a youthful glow about you. So that's why a lot of my products, like my tinted moisturizer, has a little bit of luminous to it. I have a palette, and there's all three of the colors have like a luminosity. So when you wear them, they kind of reflect the light. So it creates a dewiness to your skin, which is, if you think about like a baby or, you know, like a little person, you know, they have that natural glow to their skin, and that's what we want to kind of achieve. Wearing heavier, thicker, I'm not a big fan of the powders. I think they settle in the fine lines. That's the other thing about wearing heavier foundations, is that it will settle. If you are more mature and have fine lines and wrinkles, the heavier makeup you wear, the more it will settle into those fine lines and wrinkles, and they will show up more. So so wearing something a little bit lighter, it still good coverage, but wearing something that maybe isn't a powder or something that's a thicker foundation that will settle in your fine lines, it will just actually lay on the skin and just kind of soak in a little bit better. That is going to help keep those fine lines and wrinkles from really being, you know, spotlighted.
I see. And something about, I mean, I don't leave the house without the tinted moisturizer because, one, I know there's SPF in it, so I feel like I'm doing my skin a service on that, but also that it does blend, because I do have redness and freckles and different things, but when I put on the tinted moisturizer, I can just run out the door, even without any mascara, eyeliner, anything else, a little lip gloss maybe, but I feel like I'm glowing, and I do feel like I look awake and alive. And that's what I was going to say about that, is heaviness to your to the makeup. Like, I've worn makeup in the past for dances and things. Like, it's pretty limited, but I've worn makeup and I felt so like I can't move my lips. Like, it feels like it almost like hardens on my face. And it's real. Like, all of a sudden now I feel like I can't move. And your makeup is never like that. And in fact, sometimes I'll even reapply it. Like, if I put it on in the morning and then I'm out the door and I'm gone all day and I'm running all around, and then I want to kind of have like a little refresher, like mid-afternoon, early evening, I'll just quickly like roll that over my face again real fast, just rub some tinted moisturizer, and I feel like I just got a fresh start again to the rest of my evening. But never feeling like this is so gross. I got to eat. And I admit I sometimes go to bed without even washing it off, because it really feels that light. Like, it's not feeling like crusty and cakey and that I'm stiff in makeup. So Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's something I love about your product. And also that it's paraben-free and it's talc-free.
Yeah.
There's
yes.
something. Oh, and some of it is gluten-free as well.
Yes, the lip glosses are gluten-free, and we don't test on animals, and all of my products are made here in California. And my manufacturer is here in California, so everything is made in the USA. So that's really important to me as well. I mean, you know, it's amazing what we're doing to our planet, and that's a whole other topic of conversation, but I'm just trying to do my part, you know, where I'm trying to create products that are cleaner and safer, and even the palette is recyclable. And I'm creating more recyclable products as well. So I'm just doing my part. That's what I do.
Well, yeah, and if you think about it, like how much, I mean, we could have landfills, like mountains of just products that people haven't used, you know, like just if we just did only makeup products alone that have gotten thrown away and the containers and all the different things that have just been wasted. And the fact that you're consciously creating a vehicle to get this, to get the makeup from the manufacturer to the person, to the customer. And then if they need to reorder a different color, that's the thing for me is, and I'm sure this has got to be the same for all women, is that you'll find a color you use every day or one that's much more in the palettes, like you'll find the one that you use the most. And then it's like, well, I don't want to buy a whole nother 3-pack mm-hmm. when I don't use the other two. And so for you to be able to sell those individually and then just to toss that little tiny piece of tin, if that's what it is, a little tiny piece, and then just put a new one in without having to buy a new mirror.
Yes.
I mean, how many mirrors are in our landfills? You know, like,
well, and that's
all
the thing. And they do that on purpose, those cosmetic companies. That was why I did that. I mean, you buy these like quads or something from these different companies and you use that one color all the time, right? And then you go to the store and you're like, I just want to buy that one color, and they're like, oh no, they don't sell that color individually. So you have to buy the whole thing again, is what you're saying. And yes, with my palette, you don't have to do that. You can just replace it with that color.
Which I think is great.
So,
I mean, even if you wanted to have a whole palette of all that color because you used it so much, you could create your own little mix and match. Individually after you've purchased the palette. So I think that's fabulous, and I acknowledge you for being conscious, because I think that there's really this awareness that's happening. And I mean, our relationship, our friendship goes deep. Like we can talk for hours on any given topic because we're both kind of on the same journey. But really that there's an awakening happening, and I believe it's a feminine rising of understanding that like what we have been doing is not sustainable. We are killing off our planet. We're killing off our population. Like this is not working anymore, people. Like someone has got to, and I truly believe it's the women who drive the bus, and they're like, okay, enough. Like we've kind of let the men do what they got to do, and I love them and respect them for what they've done too, but I just think that there's this like mothering, nurturing that's coming alive from many women, whether they have children or not. They have that maternal instinct that's saying we've got to do something different, and we've got to start taking care of the planet so that we have something for generations to come, because at this rate, it's not looking good. So
no.
I really do acknowledge you for having your products and your the vehicles, the cases and the compacts and stuff to be able to be something that's also conscious of the planet. And so that's amazing. We are just down at about a little over half hour here, and I want to give the station identification and our audibletrial.com link again. Audible.com is the company that sponsors our Life Coach Radio Network, so we are very grateful for them. And my first radio show was when I wrote down the link to purchase my own account, and I got a 30-day free trial, which was fabulous. And I found that being a busy mom and running around going in a million different directions, I don't really give myself the time to sit and just read a book. Often when I do, I fall right to sleep because I'm exhausted. So there are all these books. I have hundreds of books that I've wanted to read, and I haven't gotten around to it. So the audible.com option on my phone has been just a godsend because I listen to it in my car. I've now read like three, or not read, but I've listened to three or four books, and it's a gift that we are giving to all of our listeners at Life Coach Radio Network. So if you would like to try it, 30 days, free trial. If you don't like it, go ahead and cancel. But it's audibletrial.com/Life Coach Radio. audibletrial.com/Life Coach Radio. And I also want to just make everyone aware of a couple shows coming up that we have with some of my amazing colleagues. On Tuesday on the Life Coach chat channel, we have Tamara at 7 o'clock Eastern. And also on the Life Coach Radio that day at 8 p.m. Eastern is Danielle. She's amazing. She was the first person I ever met in the network, and she's fantastic. So there are, if you just check the Blog Talk Radio website, you can see the upcoming shows for Life Coach Radio Network and plug into whatever catches your interest. But there are phenomenal people. I think we have over 100 life coaches now. I think that's what I last heard. So it's really excellent and an amazing way to just stay plugged in and that constant reminder of loving yourself and taking care of yourself first, because without that, we aren't very effective at taking care of anyone else. So now I'd like to jump back into chatting with Deidre. I'm having the best time, and I'm so, so, so grateful for this conversation. We were talking a lot about we've kind of been all over the place a little bit, but it's been about makeup and beauty and loving ourselves. But a couple of notes I took while you were talking, the pop of color. Now, you were talking about, you know, if you just want to give a little pop of color. Now, I'm someone who's really conservative, and I don't really want to, like, look like, I don't really know how to say it without being offensive, but I want to be like a sexy mom, or I just want to be like a really beautiful version of myself. But sometimes I've wanted to, like, kind of explore with a little bit of like a red lipstick, which to me seems so out there because I'm normally like a lip gloss person. What do you say for that? Like, do you encourage people, like, as a stretch to kind of like reach further than your comfort zone and go for it? Or do you think, like, well, if you're over your 40s, you probably shouldn't be wearing red lipstick anyway?
No, absolutely not. And I think red lipstick would look gorgeous on you, by the way. So, you know, I mean, there is a shade of red for everybody. And, well, I mean, since we're talking about red lipstick, I say try it. You know, it's not a tattoo. This is temporary, right? You can wipe it off. If it freaks you out, you know, then take it off. But I'd say absolutely go for it. I would say, if you wanted to try a red lipstick, this is what I tell women that want to experiment with different colors. Start with like a lip color that maybe is a little more sheer but has that red in it, and kind of work your way into it. Don't go for a full-on heavy red lipstick, right, that is stay all day. Start with something a little bit sheer, like maybe a red lip gloss or something that is, or like a lip cream, something that's like a combo of a lip, not a lip gloss, but a like a lip balm. They make a lot of lip balms nowadays that have color, you know, like a tint to them. Start with that and then see how that feels on you, and then move into like a lipstick or something like that after you've tried that a little bit. Because I think absolutely, you know, makeup can be fun that way. It really can. You don't need to go over the top and wear five different colors on your eyes. But if you want to try like an aqua color, instead of putting it all over your lid, you know, take a thin line of it. Use a pen, like a liner brush, and just put a nice line of that aqua color on your lids. You see what I mean? And the same with the lipstick or something like that. And then keep it simple. You don't need to wear the aqua liner and the red lipstick on the same day.
Remember that girl that on the there's a TV show with Drew Carey that is he had like an assistant or a secretary, and she wore so much crazy makeup, and that's kind of how I feel when I try to like step outside my comfort zone and put on a little bit of a teal color or something on my eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, I look like Tammy Faye Baker, or I look like that woman on the Drew Carey show that was just so like clearly looked like a clown almost. That's how I feel, and that's my insecurity of getting through the self-love, and then the, like, kind of just adding a little fun. I like how you said that a few minutes ago. You said makeup's meant to be fun. Like, it's not meant to just, like, hide us, cover us up, but it is, like, a little, like, hey, let's go have a little fun with this. And I love
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That's I felt my body shift when you said that. I felt like, oh, okay, it's fun. Like, I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not, or, you know, be, like, look like Kim Kardashian. I'm just being fun and me. I'm being me with a little extra sparkle of fun on it.
Exactly. And by the way, Kim Kardashian is a beautiful girl. I love her look without makeup. She's very, very pretty. And when she does wear makeup, she always has a makeup artist do her makeup. That girl is not doing her own makeup. So we
That's
should
reassuring.
Never compare
don't
ourselves.
Walk out looking like Kim Kardashian when we leave the house. It's nice
well,
to know.
I don't necessarily think that. I think she's a beautiful girl, and I know some of the people that do her makeup, and they are very, very talented. It's a choice that Kim Kardashian is making, and, you know, I don't really want to sit here and talk about Kim Kardashian and her choices. She obviously feels that she needs to look a certain way, mm-hmm. and that's her choice. Again, we don't need to compare ourselves to her or anyone else. Let's keep the focus on us. And going back to that pop of color idea, if you want to try a red lip or a hot pink lip or something like that, again, keep it simple. Start with a gloss maybe that has that hue, or some sort of a lip balm that has an added color to it, something that maybe is a little more sheer, and work your way into it, feel it out, try it on. And again, if you hate it, guess what? It's not permanent. It's not a tattoo. You can wipe it off. But have fun. Push
okay,
the envelope
I do.
A little
I love
bit.
That record.
Life is short.
I know. You're right. You're absolutely right, especially for the conservative, like, I don't want to step outside my box comfort zone type personality. I do. I like that I can gradually go into it, because you just nailed it when you said that. I have a friend who has the most beautiful lips, and she can wear no makeup at all, but wears, like, really amazing lip color, and it's, like, bright and gorgeous. It just stands out. So
yeah.
One day I went and I saw a color that I thought looked similar to the one she was wearing, and I came home and I put it on. I was like, you have got to be kidding. Like, there's no way I'm walking out of the house looking like this. This is crazy on me. But it's just because I'm not meant to wear the same exact color she did, or, you know, it's just that we have different skin tones and face shape.
Well,
and all
that stuff.
You see
yourself in a certain way as well. You know, you can't look at yourself objectively and go, actually, no, that might actually look good, you know, look in the mirror. Or maybe you're right. Maybe it just wasn't the right color. But it could also have been that Charmaine needed to look in the mirror, right, and do some positive affirmations around it. And then
okay,
go,
I,
let me
yes.
go out. I don't know. I didn't know. I don't know what the color was. But I will tell you this. You have a beautiful skin tone. Very beautiful skin tone. You've got that nice olive. And I could see a bright lip on you, because the contrast between that olive skin and the pop of a bright lip is beautiful. Or a red. So,
well, I think I'll take your advice and gradually go into it with a glossy or like a sheer and work my way into it, from going from like basically a nude like or a clear lip gloss to a bright red.
Yeah.
Like it was like a magenta red, but still like just that real poppy color. And so that's why I wanted to tap in more detail to the pop of color you're referring to, like even on the cheeks and stuff. Like, I mean, just I totally understand what you're saying. And I get that. And I love that because it's, we can take any part of our face that we love, whether it's the cheeks, the eyes, the eyebrows, whatever it is, lips, and really just make that beautiful, like pull that to the forefront and, mm-hmm. and then have,
well,
the confidence.
Like think about it. Yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, no, that's it. Just have it and walk out feeling like, well, I feel beautiful because I highlighted that part of me that I love the most today.
Mm-hmm. And there's certain reasons why we do certain things. Like, for example, I was speaking earlier on in the conversation about under eye concealer because we all have a blue hue to our under eye area from that's just hereditary or lack of sleep or whatever it is, right? We all have that, every single one of us. So by wearing a warmer undertone of an under eye concealer, so something that's not super white, that will really stand out. Again, that will highlight. We don't want to highlight the under eye area. We want to take that color away. So you want to wear an under eye concealer that has some warmth to it, okay, that's about the same color as your foundation or your skin tone, or maybe a shade lighter that will blend in easier. And basically what that does is, again, by minimizing the appearance of that under eye circle or that under eye color, you are then allowing your eye to stand out. So that's something, that's a reason why we do wear under eye concealer. I always say it adds 10 hours of sleep to your appearance. The same thing goes for your cheeks. So we were talking about a pop of color on the cheeks. Think about after you exercise, or think about when you're out on the ski slopes, and you get that flushness to your cheeks, that kind of red rosiness to your cheeks. It's like our mothers, how they used to take their lipstick and put it on their cheeks that create that like rouge. It's that same type of, it creates a healthy glow. When I work on sets, and I do not only work with celebrities and stuff, but I also work doing ad campaigns, photo shoots and stuff like that. And when I'm working with a model who's gorgeous, whatever, it doesn't even matter. Sometimes you'll just go, something's off. It's not working. And I'm always like, add blush, because there's something about adding a little more color to the cheeks. It just it brightens up your appearance. It just brightens.
Wow,
you up.
I didn't realize that. Like, I always thought that lips and eyes just seem like the only things that I would really add color to. But again, like, I don't know a whole lot about makeup, but that makes so much sense. And also your point about the under eye, because in my mind, in layman's terms, I was thinking like, oh, well, if it's dark, like dark circles or dark color tone, then you want to make it light. Like, let's get rid of the dark and make it light. But I've seen exactly when you said some people do it too white, I know exactly what you mean by that, where it almost looks like they were wearing sunglasses, you know, like the
yeah, exactly.
White yeah, line underneath
exactly.
their eyes. Yeah.
I always tell women to get their concealer a shade or two at the most lighter than their foundation. And if you don't wear foundation, okay, then you want your concealer to be a shade or two lighter than your skin. So you don't want to go super white. You want it to blend in. That's why I created the foundation concealer stick, because that's all one color.
Yeah,
so
it's a fabulous
always,
product in itself. That one, I love that one.
Thank
too. Well,
you.
I love all of them, so
thank
I'm really
you.
Not a fan. But yes, it works so well with that stick.
So yeah, you want to apply. You always want to apply your color again where you need it the most, and you blend out from there. So for your under eyes, again, you would place it where the blue is the most and blend up into your lash line, and you kind of feather it down a little bit, you know, like above your cheeks. If you are someone who does not wear any other color or, you know, coverage on your skin, like a foundation or a tinted moisturizer or something. So it will blend feather nicely into the rest of your skin. It'll just take that discoloration under your eye away. And when people look at you, they just see your beautiful blue eyes or your brown eyes or whatever color eyes you have, green, and that's what they see. They don't see that kind of blue under your eye.
Yeah.
So again, we want to play that up.
Yes. You don't want to draw attention to the negative. You want to just highlight the positive.
Yes. And that's what that does. Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I had another question, and it just escaped me, and I didn't write it down. See, this is part of the beauty of getting older. I want to touch back really quickly on the mature women who are still just able to really stand in their beauty and their power. Like Diane Keaton has been on a lot of commercials that I've noticed. I mean,
yeah.
She just someone who just is like, I have no idea how old she is, but she is beautiful. And like Suzanne Somers, like some of these women are just truly aging so beautifully and not trying too hard to be, you know, in their 40s at that point or in their 30s. And so, yeah, I just, I want to make
Somers,
sure that the list.
She's on my Evine, she's on Evine Live as well, Suzanne Somers. I'm
is
also
she?
On Evine Live, the home shopping channel for anybody out there that doesn't know what that is. It's a home shopping channel. I sell my products there. But yes, Suzanne Somers has a product line as well. She does cosmetics and she does skincare. But, you know, speaking to Diane Keaton and to a lot of mature women, as we age, and I know I'm 46, we start to feel more confident inwardly about ourselves. It's like, take me or leave me. You know, I mean, and when in our 20s, we are so, you know, we're so, I mean, I'm not going to speak to everyone out there. I can only speak about myself, but I was immature. I was insecure. I was trying to please. I was a people pleaser I didn't trust my own judgment. I didn't trust myself. As I've gotten older, I have become more self-assured because as we age and through just the learning that I've done, we gain this wisdom and we start to just trust ourselves more. And you kind of just go, you know, take me as I am. This is who I am. And a lot of more mature women, as they get older, they do that. And so I believe what makes Diane Keaton so beautiful is truly what's going on inside, not necessarily her. I mean, she's a beautiful woman on the outside, but it's because of her self-confidence that take me or leave me, baby, because I don't really care. Like, I'm awesome, right?
Yeah.
And she owns that. She owns her. She owns her power. She owns who she is. She doesn't try and make herself conform to someone's idea of who she should be.
Or Hollywood's idea of what, you know, a leading lady looks like. You know, to do the plastic surgery, all that extra stuff that really might not serve most people.
Yep. And I think that's what makes her so beautiful.
Absolutely. You just nailed that one because it totally comes from within. And this gets back to what we started talking about at the beginning of the show, is just like that true self-love is really where the glow comes, where the shine comes, where the beauty comes from. And there is nothing more attractive than seeing a woman she can be 400 pounds or she can be 100 pounds, but she's walking down with her head held high and a smile on her face and she's got her shoulders back and just she's standing in her power. And that is gorgeous. I mean, the makeup and the clothes and, you know, all the other things are secondary to that inner beauty that shines out of a person when they have that confidence. And it goes both ways because, just touching back on something you mentioned that was really, I don't think we highlighted it enough on the show, is that the insecurities that the common folk, us average people that are not on in the media, the same insecurities we have are the same that the celebrities have. Like the only difference is they're being shown on a screen or on TV. And to hear that from you, because you've worked with both sides so much, that that just is another reminder for me that we are all really one. Like we share the same insecurities. They wake up just as insecure as we do, but they have people that they can pay to quickly change that before they step out of the house. If they have makeup artists and nutritionists and people living with them that are able to support them in that. But for the everyday woman, which is really where I feel like your makeup line is being driven to, is the everyday woman who wants to feel beautiful. And it came to mind when you were talking a minute ago about what it was that I wanted to share, and then I forgot because I didn't write it down. My car makeup experience. So you have called your makeup car makeup, and just because it's so simple and you don't need brushes, you can truly put it on in the car. For busy moms like yourself and me, that's just amazing. But there was this one day when you really kind of got that launched, the whole car makeup thing, and I was driving to LA, and I was, you said, it's a disclaimer, do not do this while you're actually driving a vehicle, but I was really late, and I thought I just a little bit of makeup, and I had run to the gas station, filled up the car with gas, jumped back in the car, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm putting on the tinted moisturizer and got it all over my face. I want to make sure that I'd gotten everything, and I look into my rearview mirror, and I've got black oil lines all over my face from the grease that was on my hands from the the gas station.
Hilarious.
So, not truly car makeup that you should be applying while driving down the 101 freeway, but it's absolutely so simple that you do not need to have, I mean, as long as I have a napkin in my car or like a little wipe or something just to get it off my fingertips, but it's so, it evenly disperses across my face with just my fingers. I don't need anything else. And I've got my three or four main things in my little Deidre Beauty bag that is so small and compact, I can take it with me in my purse. And that way I've got everything I need in one little spot. And it's so simple that I don't have to have any of the extras. And I don't even have to have a lot of time because I can do my whole face in like probably 3 minutes. So I'm really grateful for you bringing that to the mainstream for moms like us that just don't have time to sit at a vanity with beautiful lights all around us and do that for 45 minutes before we leave the house.
Right. Most of us don't have that luxury, for sure.
No. So I really acknowledge that and appreciate that because It's really for everyday people. Like, I can't express that enough to the listeners today. It really is for the average person. You don't have to have any talent in makeup, and you like myself, I'm laughing because that's me. You don't have to have a lot of time. You don't have to have anything, but yet you can use Deidre's makeup really quickly and get yourself out the door or even in the car and feeling one of your videos, I think, or maybe it was still shots, but you took of yourself waiting in the pickup line for school, for after school. You're like, I'm just going to sit here real quick and do my makeup. And it was like, perfect. It was just, I love that.
Well,
I love.
We have so many, we're so busy, and especially us women, we're multitaskers, right? And we nowadays, so many women, not just moms, but so many women are doing so many things, career women as well. And, you know, we shouldn't have to take 45 minutes out of our day to apply makeup. Again, you have to bring it back to loving yourself, who you are, and finding what you love about your appearance and playing that up. And you should be able to do that in 5 minutes or less. Spending 45 minutes with brushes and colors and God knows what all is just not realistic for most of us. So let's just bring it back to basics, find the products that really truly work for us, and allow ourselves to just be our natural beautiful self. And we'll all be much happier.
Yes, we are. We are happier that way. I mean, just not trying to be anybody else but who we are, because who we are is amazing and fabulous. We just need to remind ourselves of that and to shut out all the comparisons or that nasty little committee in the head that says you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not young enough. Whatever that's saying is really just a bunch of nonsense, because absolutely, as I've been getting older too, I feel that same way. Like, I feel more confident on the inside. Maybe my looks aren't the same as they were in the 20s, but I wouldn't change it for a thing, because the insecurities and the unknowing and there was so much uncertainty at that time that now it's like I've got certainty. It's just a matter of continuing down that path and loving myself unconditionally, constantly. And that is what I would suggest and recommend for everyone on the call today, and just to really listen into what makes you happy and what makes you feel beautiful, and then go and highlight those parts, because we all have them. It's just a matter of holding up the mirror and seeing them again and really embracing who we are. So, Deidre,
I just quickly, again, that's where my makeup line, that's what my makeup line came out of. We bringing it back to the beginning of the call. This God gave me this. This is my gift to women. Everyone has their gift. Everyone is beautiful. We've all been created by God to fulfill what we need to fulfill in the universe. And this was my gift, was to create a line of products for women to feel their most beautiful. And that, and I allowed that to come in. So,
well, I thank you for being the vehicle and allowing it to come through you, because it's really a gift for the world and for all of us that want to feel beautiful and in a very personal way, like to know that it's just our beauty accentuated, is just, I'm so grateful for that. I never felt that before with any of the other, it didn't matter how much money I was spending on makeup in the department stores. I never felt that. And the way I feel every day when I leave my house, because I throw on a little bit of Deidre Beauty, is leaps and bounds from what I felt from the thick, yucky stuff that I just wasn't, it wasn't working for me in the store. So I'm really grateful that you heard the calling and that you took the step in the direction of allowing others to feel their most beautiful selves on a daily basis. And I'm just really grateful for you and for you coming on the show today. Can you go ahead and leave the listeners with the information on how they can get a hold of you if they want more, if they'd like to purchase their own Deidre Beauty products, your Twitter, whatever social media you want to share, and the eVine too, if you want to give that out as well, because that's new, and congratulations for getting your makeup line home shopping TV show, which is fabulous. But if you just want to leave everybody with a little bit of information on how they can reach you and your products, that would be awesome.
Sure. Thank you. Absolutely. So my website is Deidre Beauty, Deidra Beauty.com. And then my social media feeds are all, handles are all the same. Deidre Beauty for Instagram. Facebook is just Deidre, Deidra. But Instagram and Twitter are both Deidre Beauty. And I would love to connect with you all. And if anybody has any questions, wanting any beauty tips, I mean, I love to help and support women. So you can always reach me on Twitter. You can ask me a question at Deidre Beauty. And then the eVine Live is, again, if you go to my website, Deidre Beauty, we always have updates about when I'm going to be on. And those shows are really fun because they're live. And I'm not only just on there with my products, but I'm also, you know, giving tips and tricks for people. And then, again, if you want to look at my YouTube videos, again, that's Deidre Beauty as well. So
thank you so much.
You.
I am so grateful
thank
for
you.
You and what you're doing for the world and for all of us women out there. And I just can't thank you enough for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
All right, everybody, have an amazing week. It's going into the first week of June 2015. There's only ever going to be one of these for us, so go and enjoy it and make a difference in the world. Be love and light and shine your beauty all the way through you. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.